Shalom, everyone. I've just heard a story from Keith Siegel, one of the hostages that was released. He just released a press conference just the other day and talked about the process of when he was there in the tunnels. And he talked about the conversation with the terrorists who kidnapped him. And he said that they really tried to persuade him, convince him to convert into Islam. And out of the many different things that they tried to sell their religion was that they have the biggest growing numbers in their religion. And it's true. There are more people converting to Islam now more than any other religion in the world. More than that, as I've just mentioned, it is now official. Muhammad is more popular from the name Noah at the Great Britain. What does it tell you? And how is it connected to the weekly portion? It's a complete verse, a quote of Moses. When Moshe talks about how the people were chosen and why did the people start the journey with Hashem and the covenant, he uses the term that defines everything. God chose you not because of your size, not because you were big in numbers. There's always a question. We remember the promise that was given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that our nation is going to be a lot like the sand of the earth or like the stars of the sky. Why is it that the Jewish people are not big in numbers? And more than that, here Moses says, tells us that's by definition, you won't be big in numbers. I must tell you that as a kid, I was always wondering how is it that we believe that we are doing the right thing, but we are still so small in numbers. Only when I grew up, I understood how many more Jewish people were supposed to be in the process. And yet, it is true. The numbers are small. We are nothing in compared to the world. And yet, so much was done with the Jewish people. I want to talk this week just a bit about the secrets of maybe the definition of being small in numbers. Think about the Jewish great people and great scholars of our time. These are not religious Jews. These are not Orthodox Jews. And you can say that most of them are far away and drifted away from religion. But you cannot ignore the fact that so many of the greatest names, of the most famous names of people that changed the world came out of the Jewish religion. If we're talking about Spinoza, and we're talking about Marx and Freud, we're talking about Einstein, Zuckerberg. If we're talking about the 44% of all the chess players in the world, the champions are Jewish. 20% of the Nobel Prize receivers. That's the question. Why is that? That there's something very special in those Jewish people that make them, define them as more involved, more successful, more, I would say, even doing things in the world in a more stronger way. It's hard for me to explain it because I don't want to use the word that people would use against Jewish people all throughout the time. Anti-Semitism used this as one of the factors why you should hate Jews. Jewish people are afraid to talk about success because if we're going to talk about success, maybe people from outside of our religion are going to look at us and say, they are so successful. Why is that? So first of all, let me reassure you. The amount of success the Jewish people have is nothing in percentage of the rest of the world. The numbers are small. It's true that in some aspect, the percentage are really high. But generally saying, it's slim to none. The story of the Jewish people and their success comes from the numbers. Think about the fact that we were supposed to be always a minority. It's a story of numbers and a story of exile. Two of the points that are mentioned in this week portion. God has promised us, you will be small in numbers and you're also going to be in exile. That's going to be the punishment. And then when you're out there, you need to succeed. Some people are not going to give you work, so you need to open your new work. Some people don't do business with you, so you use your friends and family around you for networking. what was a disadvantage became an advantage. In a place that you works on trust, Jewish people knew how to connect and do networking with like-minded people. When you were in a situation where nobody there was standing for you, you opened the business, you knew you need to take care of your nephew, of your cousin, of your friends. If you were successful, it's not only you. You brought the whole family in. You brought sometimes the whole village in. The numbers are also small to tell you that if you wanted to achieve something, nobody was there to trust and help you. In the worst time, Jewish people were always in a place that they had to fight for their rights. This is why education became the most important thing for them. Only if you work hard, only if you use only your tools you have, only then you can achieve. And yet, the question is still striking. Why Hashem is choosing the people because of their small numbers? Yes, we understand why the numbers made us work hard to achieve more, maybe. Maybe those numbers allowed us to wake up and understand we need to fight and work hard. But why, in the first place, we were chosen with these small numbers? I think the answer is this. The Jewish people, and it's been there in the rest of history, does not grow up a follower. We grow as leaders. This is something that is based in a very, very young age. Your responsibility is not only for yourself. You need to remember to take care of your family. You need to take care of your community. And more than that, you need to take care of your nation. One of the strongest selling points for Keith Siegel in the tunnels of Hamas was so many people are converting to Islam. The sad story is that this is also the strongest selling point for the Jewish people. You know why you need to keep your tradition? You know why you need to be connected to your heritage? Because we don't have the numbers. Every person counts. When you are between a sea of people and everybody's like you, if you don't take responsibility, nothing happens. When you understand it's only you and just a few others, every person counts. When every person counts, it's important what you do and how you act, what's your responsibility, and how you will take a leadership role. The story of leadership is the main focus. When you're sitting on the side and minding your own business because you're one of many, you can continue a life quietly in a deserted area, nothing would happen. When you are a Jewish person, you know you will be shaken up. You need to act. You need to question, why am I here? What am I doing with my power? How can I contribute to myself, to my family, to my community, to my nation? This is why Hashem asks people, you will be small in numbers, but you will be strong in power, in might. That's the reason the small numbers of the people of Israel were the secret for their success and for their future. Shabbat Shalom.